God's presence. And on that journey, they go through a place called the Valley of Baca. Literally, from the Hebrew, this is the Valley of Weeping. This is a valley that is a place of hardship for the Israelites, for these pilgrims. They are facing adversity on their trip because they have come to a place where there is little water to survive on as they make their way through the desert. I'm sure many of you understand what it is like to face adversity as you seek to be with the Lord. You have your own valley of weeping that you have had to travel through. Though unlike these pilgrims, it was not a physical desert, but it was a season of life. Yet, just like these pilgrims, you experience seasons in your faith where you are seeking for the Lord, and all you see around you is dryness and despair. Tragedies in the family happen, stressful times at work arise, where you are expected to do more than you think you are able to handle. Relationships go through their rough patches. You are going through a desert in search of water and relief, and there just seems to be none. Christian, you can take heart. For in this dry valley of weeping, the pilgrims do not lose hope. For they are able to make this dry valley a place of springs. That is why the psalmist is able to say that they are able to go from strength to strength. Because when you're going through the desert, water is your source of life. And you go from water source so that you may have vitality, that you may have life. And it is the strength that allows you to keep going on your journey. But water here is not just actual water, but the strength that they receive from the Lord that he grants them for their faith. A faith that drives them to seek after him, even though they have to go through this valley of Baca, this valley of weeping, to go to him. They are not trusting in themselves, for they cannot produce water, springs of water, in and of themselves. As they make their way to Jerusalem, they trust that the Lord is able to provide the water for them. They trust that the Lord will give them the strength to continue on their trek as they seek to be with him in his temple. And he rewards this trust, this faith, because the Lord's presence is not restricted to a temple. It is not restricted to just one place. The Lord made all the heavens and all the earth, and there is not one place that lacks his presence. Even though these pilgrims are far off from the temple and are struggling in their journey, the Lord is actually right there with them the entire time. He is the one making the Valley of Weeping a place of springs as they go from strength to strength. And just as the Lord was with them and was their strength in their times of need, the Lord has been with you and always will be with you in your times of adversity. When those hard times hit, and it does not seem you're going to be able to make it through the next day, the Lord will give you strength to keep going. When you are exhausted and do not think you have the energy to keep fighting, the Lord will enable you to make it through the next day. When you are overwhelmed and do not think you can handle the weight that you're under, the Lord will help you overcome. The Lord is always with his people, and he does not abandon them. When flying, there is nothing more dreaded than a long flight delay, especially if that delay occurs on your flight home. You spend a lot of time just sitting in the airport, not much to do, and just waiting to be back with your family. Traveling is hard enough as it is. The last thing anyone wants is more hardships. But when these delays happen, sometimes the airlines will give you a food voucher, a little bit of money in order to buy food at the restaurant. They give you this voucher to help provide sustenance for you as you seek to hold on till the plane takes off. Let us praise God that he does not give us just a tiny voucher of faith in our times of need, but instead, he gives us so much faith that our spiritual desert is like a place of springs, flowing with the water of life. For when we seek him while we are on our journey, the Lord himself gives us the ability to keep going. He does not just give us barely enough strength to survive, but instead, no, he gives us strength to overcome obstacles in all things, because he is a generous God, and he generally blesses those that find their strength in him and seek to be in his presence. He will give you more than enough strength to make it through whatever hardship you are enduring. When the Apostle Paul was dealing with a hardship and a thorn in his side, he asked the Lord to take it away from him. But the Lord responded by saying that his grace is sufficient for Paul, and his power is made perfect in Paul's weakness. For you here today in Zion Presbyterian Church, know that the Lord's grace is sufficient for you, and that his power is made perfect in your weakness. And praise God, and continue to seek to be in his presence, for the Lord will help you and bless you in your times of adversity. You have no fear and no need to doubt. But just like these pilgrims, as they make their way to the Valley of Baca, they will eventually reach the temple in Jerusalem. Just as our hard times will pass, and we will enter into seasons where we get to experience the joys of being in the presence of the Lord. Namely, that in the Lord's presence we find security and protection. After all, that is what the psalmist is longing for in the opening verses of the psalm. He starts in verse 1 by proclaiming the loveliness of the temple of the Lord. But as we'll see in a second, he is not concerned with the architecture of the building. He is not concerned with the material used to build the temple. No, the temple is lovely because the Lord dwells there. The soul of the psalmist is longing and even fainting to be in the presence of the Lord. Like a kid that has been waiting months for a bike on Christmas, his longings are so bad, his entire being, everything within him, longs to be in the presence of the Lord in his temple, which is why he turns his attention to the birds. His desires to be with the Lord are so fierce that he is envious of the sparrows and the swallows that make a nest in the temple, which is an incredibly interesting thought when you stop and think about it, because the temple of Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God. It is where his presence dwells so that people can come and offer their sacrifices and their praise. It is the most holy place on the planet. And yet here are these birds making a home in it, which is why the far-off psalmist is envious of them. Because these birds would have been seen as pests. And they are not even large or majestic birds. They are not hawks. They are not falcons. They are swallows. And sparrows. They are small and for the most part insignificant. Yet the Lord, who is aware of their presence, allows them to find a home and a refuge in his temple. A home they are not worthy of having. For us as Americans, the closest thing we could have in comparison would be like hearing a bunch of mice that's made a home in the White House. They are pests, they are mice that are unworthy of living in such a great and historic place. And there is very much a sense that we are just like the birds in this passage. We are not worthy of being in the presence of God. We are not worthy to have access to the throne of grace. We are lowly creatures made from the dirt. And as Paul says in Romans chapter 6, we love the things we should not love, and we do the things we should not do. But even then, the Lord allows us to know him personally, and allows us to come to him and be in his presence. Looking back at our text, the first thing that the psalmist notes about these birds is how they build their nests in the temple, and how in these shelters the birds have the ability to prosper and have offspring. They are safe from harm. In their homes in the temple, they are guarded from the elements and from predators. Here, they are safe from the things that would threaten them. It is the safety and security of the Lord that the Lord provides that is allowing these birds to prosper. This security is what the psalmist is longing for. He longs for the security that comes with being in the presence of the Lord. He cries out in his prayer, "My King and my God," which is the only time in the entire Old Testament that this exact phrasing is used. This uniqueness draws us to this phrase in showing that he's emphasizing that our God is also our King. As we looked at with the birds, the Lord provides shelter for his people so that they are protected. Our God is a good King, the greatest King, and a good King provides security and protection for his people when foreign armies threaten to attack. A good King will protect his people and keep them from harm from the enemy. And it is here with a comparison with the birds end, because it is where the Lord, it is clear that the Lord loves you so much more than these birds. And it is here that we should join the psalmist in praise to the Lord, for the security that we find in his presence is so much greater than that of a nest and a building. Because while he may have provided a shelter from the hawks, he sent his son to die to keep you from the enemies of this world. Their security is temporary. The security we have in Christ Jesus is eternal. It is everlasting. We have an everlasting resting place in his presence. After all, our God is a rock and a mighty fortress. He allows us to find shelter in him so that we may prosper and receive his blessings. We are secure, and nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You have a guarded salvation, secure in his power, for he is a shield from the forces of darkness in this world that would love to take you from him, that would love to snatch you out of his hand. But do not fret, for the Lord will protect you. He will keep you from the evil one. And this is why the psalmist is able to say that those who dwell in the house of the Lord are blessed. When thinking of providing and protecting, I don't think there's any better illustration than the shepherd. After all, the essential roles of a shepherd as he tends to his flock are to provide a home and to protect his flock. In his fields, the sheep have a home where he leads them to the best spots for food. But he also protects them from attacks from the wolves or from being stolen by robbers. Our God is the Good Shepherd. And praise God that he is the Good Shepherd. Praise God that he constantly stands guard over his flock, that he lies us down in green pastures and protects us from evil. Even though we are unworthy of being in his presence, he still allows us to come to him for comfort and for protection. Praise God that our security is in the all-powerful, eternal God that rules sovereignly over all the universe and not in ourselves. We have no need to worry and we have no need to fear. After all, if God is willing to take care of the birds in the air, how much more will he take care of you, who he has adopted as sons and as daughters? Looking now back at our text at verse 12, the psalmist declares that blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. And he is able to proclaim this because how much greater the Lord is than anything else. Working backwards as we look at verses 11 and 10, we see that the presence of the Lord is greater than anything else because he withholds nothing from those that walk uprightly. He is a just God that blesses those that live according to his word, seeking after God's presence day after day and walking according to his ways will never turn up empty. You will never disappoint. You will never regret seeking after the Lord. But we can never forget that it was the Lord himself that brought us into his presence, because he is the one that bestows favor and honor. More literally, in the Hebrew, he bestows grace and glory. It was the Lord that granted us access to the throne of grace when we were not seeking him. We were dead in our sins, following the prince of the power of the air, yet he saved us by grace and made us alive with Christ. If he is willing to give you grace when you are not seeking his presence, how much more will he now that you are in his presence? He has even given us his means of grace so that we may partake in it. He has given us his word so that we can seek his presence daily. He has given us prayer so that we can, at any time of the day, seek to be in his presence. He has given us the church that we may be with the body of Christ and partake of the sacraments and receive his grace. He did not just give us these things so that we could check off a box on a list. No, he's given us these miraculous gifts so that we can know him personally and be in his presence. He has adopted us as sons and daughters, and we know that our Father gives good gifts. better gift can we ask for than the presence of the Lord himself? But the goodness of our God can be seen in he gives us more than just grace. Even though that will be enough, he bestows honor or glory, which is something that I don't think we think about often enough. We fail to remember how high our God has raised us above our station. We were lowly, we were formed from the dirt, yet the Lord has adopted us as sons and daughters of the King. We have been given the title of co-heirs with Christ. What title can bring more honor than that? But how great is our God that there is even more, that there is the eternal weight of glory waiting for us beyond this life, waiting for those that seek after God's presence, and we will be able to worship him in glory forever. That is why we are able to proclaim with this, proclaim to the nations that we would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of our God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Because the farthest away you could be in the temple was at the door. It is better to be at the fringes of the presence of God than being far from him in the tents of the wicked. These tents would have been a sign of the wealth, the lavishness, the luxuries of life, all this world has to offer. Yet the psalmist is saying he would rather be a lowly doorkeeper on the fringes of the presence of the Lord than be in the center of all the lavishness and wealth that this world has to offer. It is for this reason we are able to proclaim that it is better to be in the courts of the Lord for one day than to be anywhere else for a thousand. It is better to get a brief experience in the presence of the Lord than to be in the presence of anything else forever. If you've ever been on a trip or a vacation, whether to the mountains or just to go see family, you know at some point in that trip, you will start missing home. The mountains are great, family is great, but there is something different about being in your own house, in your own kitchen, with your own bed. It just feels right to be at home. That is what it is like to be in the presence of the Lord. The Lord with the world, with all its luxuries and all its lavishness and all that it has to offer, may feel good for a little bit. It may be all right to be there for a second. But being in the presence of the Lord will far outlast anything that this world has to offer. And it far outweighs any luxury that this world has to offer. So why be satisfied with this world when we can experience the blessings of being with our God and our Lord? The tiniest bit of God's presence that you can experience is better than anything else. The tiniest bit of grace that the Lord gives is greater than anything this world has to offer. All the riches, all the fame, all the power that this world can offer is nothing compared to being with our God. So praise God that in his presence we receive favor and honor. Our God is good, and he will bless you as you seek him. He will bestow grace and glory on all those who love him and withhold nothing good. Praise God that being on the fringes of his kingdom is greater than being in the center of our own. When we look at Psalm 84 and we look at the world around us, are these not the exact blessings that the world is searching for? Are they not seeking for something to make them strong when they are weak? Are they not searching for security and protection? Are they not looking for the best that this life has to offer? They search, but they do not find. Because these things can only be found in the presence of the Lord our God. So let us praise him that he would give us these gifts freely in Christ Jesus. Let us praise him that he would bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, because not of anything that we have done, but because he loved us and drew him to himself, so that he could call us children and we could call him God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we leave here this morning, let this not be the end of our worship for this week, but let it be the beginning. We pray that as we seek to be in your presence, that we would meditate on your word day and night, that we would lay aside every weight and sin, looking only to Christ the founder and perfecter of our faith. And it is in Jesus' name.